Romans 8:28. Joseph. Joseph's brothers hated him and wanted to kill him. They sold him as a slave, and he was taken to Egypt. Joseph was put into jail because he refused to sleep with his master's wife. Everything went from bad to worse. This period of Joseph's life lasted for 13 years. However, God turned everything around. Joseph was made the ruler of Egypt and eventually saved his family, including his brothers, from starvation. Joseph said many times in this story, "God sent me here." He could look back on his life and say, "God worked all things together for good." Sometimes it is hard to see how God could be at work in a very bad situation. However, Romans 8:28 states that God uses everything, which includes the bad things people do, for our good. What an amazing promise. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:28, let's read it. "And we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." The meditation question is, how do we know that God will work out all things for our good? I have been through many trials and hard times. However, compared to many people, my struggles and sufferings have been light. However, during those hard times, things seemed dark, and I did not understand how God would use those things for good. But he did. Romans 8:28 is a great promise, but it is very important to understand that it does not say that all things will be good, or that we will understand how God will work them for good, or that we will feel good about all of the circumstances. It is a statement we have to accept by faith. We don't see or understand how God will do it, but we know he will work all things for our good. God wants us to have a spirit of faith that believes him, even though we don't see the answer or understand how he is working. We know that God will work all things for our good. All things means everything. It is not only about prosperity and blessing, but also about pain and adversity. God even uses the evil plans of man and the powers of darkness to accomplish his purposes in our lives. We know this not through human logic, but because God has revealed himself to us. We have received his unconditional love and mercy. We know that he is our Father who gives us good gifts, and we know that he is the Lord of all things. The world is filled with evil, but God even uses evil things and evil people to accomplish his purposes in our lives. This verse does not say that sickness, suffering, and sorrow are good, but that God uses them for our good, especially to transform us into the likeness of Christ. Most of the time, we do not understand how God is bringing good out of evil. However, when I look back on many difficult experiences in which people did bad things to me, now I see how God used them for good in my life. I want to encourage you from my own experience to memorize Romans 8:28, pray it, and believe it. When things are dark and difficult, declare in faith. I know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And that includes me, because I know that I love God and that he loves me. We will discuss what it means to be called according to his purpose further when we cover verse 30. Our plans often fail because of our own mistakes and sins. Sometimes they don't work out because of circumstances, because of people, or multiple other factors. However, God's plans never fail, even in the face of people's hatred or impossible circumstances, because God is sovereign. He is the ruler of the universe. That is why we can have faith, knowing that he will work all things together for our good. The reality is that we'll face many difficulties, opposition, trials, and things that we cannot fix. Verses 29 to 39 in Romans 8, discuss a litany of problems, hardships, accusations, attacks, trials, and difficulties. This passage explains why we are assured of victory through them all. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for Romans 8:28. We believe your word and that you work all things together for our good. We trust you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another. As it is written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.